Starring Fred McMurray. And as Bob, William Frawley.
I won't see him for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, either of you guys need a lift?
Want to drive me at the hospital, Mike?
Sure. You got night duty tonight?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, you know, sometimes I wonder, if Dr. Zorba really start this way?
Hey, tomorrow morning while you're sleeping, think of old Pete listening to women with size 8 feet, telling me, young man, I always wear size 5 shoes.
Come on, Colonel. Oh, so long, Colonel.
Nice flight, Colonel.
Bye-bye, Colonel.
See you in a couple weeks.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Wait a second, I want to talk to you.
Air reserve business or personal?
Well, some of both.
Well, I'm sorry, Randy, but we're off duty.
Hey, Carl can't keep those student nurses waiting.
That's right. Talk to us in 2 weeks, Randy.
Oh, no, that'll be too late. I gotta do something about these dolls right away.
Randy, old buddy, did you say dolls?
That's right. I've ended up with all these dolls on my hands, and I was hoping you fellas might be willing to help me out.
Your problem is our problem.
Hey, how many dolls are there?
10,000.
What? Come on, what kind of a gag is this?
No, it's no gag. I've ended up with $10,000, just like this one.
Hey, that's a real doll.
Right, Talky Tilly. She's a specialty of my dad's toy company.
Randy, nothing you could say is going to get us interested in 10,000 talking dolls.
Give away, dig. See, somebody goofed and 10,000 of them came off the assembly line sounding just like that.
At least you could never argue with her.
Can't they be fixed?
No, all 10,000 have to be junked or given away.
Oh, certainly there must be plenty of little girls who'd like a pretty doll like that, whether she talks sense or not.
Well, see, the problem is we can't give them away to kids in this country. And that's why I came up with this great idea.
Hey, how about a ride?
Oh, yeah, hold up. Wait a second, guys. No, come on. Hey, you got to listen to me. No, wait, Mike. No, listen, you must have heard of San Fidel, or maybe you guys saw the newsreel pictures?
Yeah, San Fidel. That's a city in Central America that was practically wiped out by a flood.
Right. So, Dick, I saw a lot of pictures of these poor little homeless girls, like, you know, all huddled together in tents. I thought something like this would mean a lot to those kids. You know, unexpected.
Unexpected. It's unbalanced.
Now, look, when did you figure our squadron could airlift these dolls?
Next weekend.
That's a free weekend.
Well, that also just happens to be the night of the big charity dance. And I haven't decided which of three beautiful nurses I'm going to let take me.
Dahlia and I have plans that weekend anyway. Sorry. The Air Force would never okay such a kooky project anyway. Broken dolls for disaster victims? Let's go.
Did you do your good deed for today?
Sure. I cleaned all the ice cream out of the deep freeze.
Well, that's not helping anybody.
It helped me.
Bernie, I don't think you get the idea.
You do your good deed your way, and I'll do mine my way.
Look. Little old lady.
That's Mrs. Sowerby.
Hey, Ernie, hold my bags for me for a minute, will you?
Hey, chill.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Could I help you cross the street?
Why, you dear boy, bless your heart. I've been ever so grateful.
Could I carry that for you, ma'am?
Why, yes. Thank you. How I appreciate this.
It's my good deed.
This shopping bag is so heavy. I didn't know how I would ever get it home. I wonder if you, you've already been so kind.
Would you like me to carry that bag home for you, ma'am?
Oh, would you? That would help a lot.
Hey, Ernie, take those groceries home to Bob. He's waiting on them.
Boy. Who's doing a good deed for who?
Boy, somebody really made a boo-boo. Yeah. You mean 10,000 broken talking dolls?
Yeah, and they all sound like this.
Sound like a real woman.
Oh, Bob.
I didn't mean you, Sally.
Well, I'm a real woman.
Well, I'll second that. Boy, that Randy's come up with some wild ideas. This one takes the prize. Have you ever heard anything like it?
Well, I think it's very sweet and generous.
Honey... When you've been through what those poor people have been through, you don't need dolls.
Of course, you'd volunteer if you were airlifting powdered milk or penicillin.
Well, sure, that'd be different. But I couldn't go next weekend anyway.
Why not?
Because Sally's boss, Mr. Barnes, invited us to go sailing.
Oh, we could postpone that, honey. Well, I wouldn't mind, as long as it was for something worthwhile.
But, honey, it isn't worthwhile. Look, there are agencies set up just to take care of disaster victims, right?
That's right, honey.
And let Randy Griggs find some other way to unload his broken dolls.
Mark, I think you ought to do it.
Well, thanks, but I don't think I need any secondhand generous impulses.
I'm gonna bet.
You mean without even being told once?
Yeah, right.
Good night. You think we ought to take his temperature?
No. He did a few favors for a little old lady, and he's been going around acting like some kind of a saint or something.
He says doing good wears him out.
I'll leave the dishes, Bob. Sally and I'll finish up.
Oh, thanks.
Here. Good dinner, Bob.
I don't know what.
Mike, I just don't see how you can turn your back on those poor little girls.
I'm not turning my back on anybody.
Well, how could I possibly have a good time sailing when I'm thinking about those children?
Honey, nobody is going to fly those broken dolls anywhere. Now, the Air Force has some very sensible rules and regulations.
Mike?
Randy Griggs is here to see you.
Yes, Mike was just telling us about airlifting those dolls to San Fidel.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Mike.
I think it's a great idea, Randy.
Well, thank you, sir. So does Colonel Kramer.
I was just telling... He does.
That's right. He's giving me the go-ahead.
What? How did you persuade him?
Well, our squadron's due for a long flight training mission, right?
Yeah.
So I persuaded Colonel Kramer into authorizing the airlift to San Fidel as that mission. Only we'll be using Talkie Tilly for ballast instead of tanks and jeeps.
Oh, I get it. The Air Force wants a little publicity.
Oh, no, Mike. The Air Force doesn't want any publicity. The fact is, Colonel Kramer thinks it's a grand gesture.
Congratulations, Randy.
Oh, thank you, Sally. Now, I figure we need three planes, see? And I have to come up with three volunteer crews. Now, I know you and Sally have plans for next weekend, Mike.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he can't use that as an excuse.
How many guys you got so far?
Well, none. See, I'm asking you first, buddy.
Oh. Okay, I'll go.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Thank you. I knew I could count on you. Listen, I have to see as many of the guys as I can tonight, so you have to excuse me, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Nice seeing you again, Mr. Douglas.
Nice to see you, Randy.
Bye, Sally.
Good night.
Thanks again, buddy.
Yeah, anytime. So long, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, honey, I'm proud of you.
Well, Mike, that certainly was a quick change of heart.
No change of heart, Dad. Why not say yes and let Sally be proud of me? Randy will never get enough guys to volunteer for three crews. Boy, did you guys let me down.
Let you down? After what you said, I never figured you'd go along with a thing like this.
I thought you'd hold out if anybody did, Pete.
And when did he ask you?
I was the first one.
No, I was the first one.
No. He asked me.
He told me there weren't any other volunteers. I figured he'd never get three full crews.
So did I. He gave us all the same story.
Oh, look who's here.
Hi, guys. Listen, it's Al's in the back of the truck, and I thought we'd load your plane first, Pete.
Randy, you shifty, conniving sneak.
Hey, what's the matter? Hey, wait a second. You sure wouldn't hit a fellow reservist, would you? With a child in his arms? Hey, come on, let's unload the truck. Come on.
Let's get to
Bobby, up, amigo!
Bobby,
up!
¿Te gusta la muñeca?
Sí, mucho.
She's all yours.
Gracias.
Luisa, ¿no quieres una muñeca? Ve. Ve, ve.
Hi. Oh, come on now, anybody can say hi. Hi. You like Tilly? ¿Te gusta la muñeca? Well, you gotta say me gusta, at least. No, you can't have her till you say something. Hey, wait a minute, I was only kidding. What did I do?
No puede hablar.
Huh?
No puede hablar. My sister Luisa, she cannot talk ever.
Luisa? I want you to have this doll. No, I want you to take it, please. Por favor. Look, Luisa, the doll speaks. La muñeca habla. Por favor.
We wondered what happened to you.
Where you been?
Let's go. We still got time to get a bite to eat.
I got a couple of bucks. Might as well leave them here. We'll do some good, huh?
Right.
How much cash you guys got?
Oh, look out.
You want to roll some dough, Mike?
I want to buy an airline ticket to Bryant Park.
What? Airline ticket?
Hey, man, aren't you going back with us?
Of course I am, but Luisa can't.
Who's Luisa?
She's beautiful.
Hi.
You know what regulations say about civilians on military aircraft.
Well, why do you want to send this kid to Bryant Park?
Because I think the hospital there can help her.
The hospital?
Luisa is mute. With a relatively simple operation, she could talk. But she has 9 brothers and sisters and no father.
We didn't want to go out tonight anyway, did we?
Hey, you know, that looks better on her than it does on you.
Oh, come on.
He's too young to need liniment.
I'm too young to work so hard.
Hey, blisters feel better, Chipper?
Yeah, thanks.
Aching muscles, blisters. Why don't you work this hard at home?
Miss Arby is a helpless little old lady, Bub.
Yeah? Well, I'm just a helpless little old man.
Here, Bub, take these along with you, will you? Thank you. Well, Shepard, come on. Get under the covers now.
Oh.
Oh, you really are stiff, Fletcher.
I'm sorry.
This whole thing started just because you helped Mr. Sowerby across the street, huh?
Yeah. Ernie warned me, but oh no, I had to do my good deed.
Well, Chip, why don't you just tell Mrs. Sowerby that, well, you're very sorry, but you have other things to do.
I try to, Dad, but she doesn't listen. She either shoves a broom in my hand or a rake, and today she wanted to know if I ever done house painting.
Well, Chip, it's a wonderful thing to do good deeds for people, but I think maybe you're overdoing it a little. Why don't you just stay away from Mrs. Sowerby's house for a while?
Well, then I'll feel bad, Dad. She's such a nice little old lady.
I see. Well, you go to sleep now. You'll feel better in the morning.
Boy, do one good turn, you're hooked.
Chip, I'll stop by Mrs. Sowerby's house next week and see if I can't get you unhooked, okay?
Thanks, Dad. You sure be doing me a good turn.
Good night, Chip.
Night.
Steve.
Yeah, Bob?
Telegram just came for you.
Oh, thanks. I'm coming right down. Here you are. Oh, thanks, Bob.
Maybe it's for Mike.
Well, let's see. Yeah, it's for Mike, all right.
Oh.
Dad, please meet Louisa, flight 83, 7:30 a.m. Love, Mike. Louisa?
Well, who do you suppose Louisa is?
No idea.
Sounds like a girl.
It does a little, doesn't it?
Why would he be sending a girl up here?
Well, some of those South American girls are gorgeous. I knew a dancer once from Montevideo.
Never mind.
I'm the one who insisted that he go.
Well, now, Sally, I'm sure that...
Let me tell you about this girl from Montevideo.
Never mind.
Then I'll tell Robbie.
Never mind.
I want to get a look at this senorita that Mike sent us.
So do I.
Yeah, me too.
Wow, she's not a senorita. She's a little muchacha.
Yeah, she's just a little girl.
This is Louisa. Louisa, this is Bub. Sally.
Hi.
Robbie.
Hi, Louisa.
This is Chip.
Hi. Can't you talk English?
She can't see anything, Chip.
She can't?
Well, according to this note that was pinned on her, Mike and his Air Force buddies got together and sent her up here to have a throat operation. Then she'll be able to talk.
Oh.
Oh, I sure am glad to see you.
Where is everybody?
Oh, there's Mike. We're out here, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, hi, honey.
Well, how was the trip?
Oh, it was a long one, Dad. But where is she?
Right over there behind Bub.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, we're making a cake.
Oh, good. Hi.
Honey, I'm sorry.
What for? What'd you do?
Well, I'd rather not tell you, but if you forgive me, I promise never to do it again.
I forgive you.
Well, Mike, what's the next move?
Well, everyone in the crew has one detail to take care of. Wait. Oh, okay. Hello? Yeah, Carl. Oh, she's right here now. She's doing fine. Really? Oh, hey, that's great. Yeah, tomorrow. So long. Oh, boy, we're one step closer, one giant step. That was Carl Jansen. He's an intern, Dad, and he just talked to Dr. Holmby. Dr. Holmby's agreed to donate his services.
Oh, that's fine. He's one of the top men in the field.
Yeah, he wants Louisa to go into the hospital tomorrow evening.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, little lady, we're on our way. Well, we're supposed to be at the hospital at 7:30. We're in good shape.
Yeah, we're all ready.
Oh, not quite.
Louisa, the doctor says to tell you he's looking forward to meeting you.
Para ti el médico famoso.
And I also made sure you have a real nice room, too.
Oh, and Lisa, we want you to look your prettiest. Well, from the store where I work, here's a new outfit.
That pretty?
Yeah. Oh.
Louisa? People don't usually get flowers until after they go to the hospital. But we want you to have these to take with you.
And here, sweetheart, is a talkie tilly who really makes sense.
I'm a baby doll.
Here, sweetheart.
Randy, I think she'd rather have her old Jabberwocky.
Solo lo que brilla, no es oro.
See, all that glitters is not gold. Well, I guess we better get going.
Lisa, vámonos. Thank you.
You can see her now.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor.
There she is.
Oh.
Hi, sweetheart. Doesn't she look great?
I
haven't seen you for a
week, little girl. Hi, Louisa. Yes. You're welcome.
Rob, will you tell Bob not to wait dinner for me? Yeah, I'm right in the middle of something that looks like it might turn into a pretty big project. Yeah, I'll see you. Bye.
I can't tell you, Mr. Douglas, that having this room painted is going to mean to me. What would a poor woman like me do without unselfish, warm-hearted men like you?
I really don't know, Mrs. Sargent.